The La Crosse Diocese has come under much scrutiny this year. The Public a Victims' Rights Group and a fellow clergyman have criticized the diocese for policies they claim may put parishioners and children's safety at risk. Perhaps no one is more critical of diocesan officials than Kathleen Fuchsill of La Crosse County. The woman heard here on Wisconsin Eye testified before a Senate committee on the Child Victims Act earlier this year. She spoke about how the diocese handled her abuse claim against Father Edmund Docker Bain.
If I were the bishop, I would have had me sitting in the chair the next day. That didn't happen. A week or so went by, and I called, left a message, didn't get any reply. Called again. Finally, I got another call back from the Monsignor. He said they've made a decision, and they want me to go talk to the diocesan attorney.
Fuchsill says she met with the diocesan attorney, and afterward, nearly 3 months passed before she received word from the diocese. Peter Isley says that is the routine experience of victims who have contacted the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. Isley is the group's Midwest director.
In a diocese like La Crosse in particular, it is almost virtually unknown as to how, from the standpoint of victims coming into the diocese and what's going on, how that's being handled or taken care of.
La Crosse diocesan attorney Jim Birnbaum says they've made every effort to communicate with those who have brought forth allegations. Birnbaum says the notion that the diocese covers up abuse or drags out investigations is absolutely untrue. Over the last 6 months, requests by Wisconsin Public Radio to speak with diocesan officials about the handling of sexual abuse allegations were referred to the diocesan attorney or met with no response. When asked why, Birnbaum says church officials are being careful.
Many times the inquiries are occurring in the context not of wanting information, but in the context of wanting to file lawsuits. Any institution would be cautious about responding to issues, especially if you've got pending claims.
Repeated attempts to reach Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Listecki about his past dealings with sex abuse claims at the La Crosse Diocese were also unsuccessful. However, Listecki told Wisconsin Public Radio at a December news conference that the diocese relies on experts to assess allegations.
There is a consideration to see what you have. What are the expertise that you have available so that suddenly it's not someone trying to make decisions basically without any kind of professional understanding.
Yet Teresa Kettlecamp says dioceses conduct their own preliminary investigations of abuse claims before they decide whether allegations should be turned over to someone with investigative experience. Kettlecamp oversees the Office of Child and Youth Protection for the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops.
Depending on the preliminary investigative results, then the determination would be made to go further if it's required or that there's not merit sufficient to go further. And that would be the decision of the bishop.
How the bishop and the review board arrive at such decisions worries Father James Connell of the Milwaukee Archdiocese. He says the diocesan policy for determining the truth behind allegations is troublesome.
As a standard of proof in there, it has a statement that moral certitude is a standard of proof, which is not appropriate. That's not the church law.
Meanwhile, the La Crosse Diocese awaits the installation of newly appointed Bishop William Callahan, who will confront those decisions upon his arrival next month. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.